One, go.
Go. Welcome to Brand Matters. This is a podcast on how to develop strong and meaningful brands. And I'm your host, Misha Chia. Today, I have an amazing guest directly from Buenos Aires, Argentina, an advertising director, Sebastian Schor. Sebastian, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Misha. How are you? Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
I know that you have a personal passion and a big project about Diego Maradona and football in Argentina. And before we start talking about the serious stuff, I want to congratulate you and the whole Argentina in winning the World Cup.
Yeah!
Woo!
Man,
what a game. I mean, that was a game. Honestly, I'm not a football fan, but I watched it with my youngest son. He's 3 years old, and he was running back and forth and saying, "Papa, goal!" I mean, I cannot imagine your feeling, but tell me, how did you celebrate it? How many days you were drinking after that?
Oh, man, it was like a week. I mean, actually, it ends like, I don't know, a few days ago because I had to work. But it was crazy, you know, because the whole process, you know, the whole World Cup. I'm a super fan of football. I love World Cup. I love my country playing in the World Cup. You know, in this case, it was like something like the storytelling, you know, of the whole team, like lose in the first match and then win and win and win, and the way they won and everything. It was amazing. It was crazy. People here is crazy about football. Probably you watch that on the news or on the social media, and people really, really celebrate. And you know, that day on on that Sunday, 5 million people were in the street, you know, celebrating, and you know, and it was crazy, like people naked in the street, like literally, you know. I'm super happy. It's amazing, and the way we get that World Cup, it was like, I'm super, super happy. And again, I was celebrating for a week, and I'm planning to keep celebrating for the next 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, very well deserved. No, that was really, really amazing. I love, as you tell, I love the storytelling behind it. I mean, the whole kind of Messi story and the player story and how they went there.
Yeah,
I think it's actually a great branding, both for the country and for the football and for the players.
Well, actually,
how they achieved it.
Yeah, and the Argentinian brand is like step up a little bit, you know, like, because now with this World Cup, people can discover the like real identity of Argentina. Like, we love to sing and we love to celebrate and we love to, you know, work together as a group to support our team. So I know it's just football, but at the end, it's not just football, you know. It's about the identity of people here. It's about the identity of the country. You know, we have this, Diego Maradona was the great, greatest player. And then we have Messi. And to me, it doesn't matter if Messi is the best or it's not the best. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not about that. It's about how you can connect to your country and you can connect with your world, with your team, and how the team connect with the people. And that's not that usual, you know. Like, people here is really identified with the team, and that really helps to create this new brand, you know, like Argentina champion of the world. Like, we can go from there right now. So yeah, it was an amazing trip, and it was like a dream, and I hope, you know, we can do this every World Cup. I'm sure it's not possible, but
yeah. No, and as you said, I think the connection and the identity is so much important, and that's what football has a lot in common with brands. But let's go back to you. I mean, I was doing some research about you before our talk,
and
I was amazed by the scope of your talents. I mean, you worked in radio, you worked in film, you worked in television as an actor, announcer, producer, editor, screenwriter, and of course, a director. So tell me how this role's helping you or helped you in become a successful advertising director, and who are you? How do you identify yourself? Who is Sebastian Schor?
Oh man, that's a great question. I mean, I was amazed by the media since I was a kid, you know? Like, when I was a kid, I love advertising, I love movies. I was like kind of obsessed with that. So as I grew up, I understand that I could work in that area and I can develop whatever I want. So, and it was hard for me to decide whether I want to be a producer, I want to be a writer, I want to be an actor. So I decided to go for it and see what happens. And as time goes by, I understand that I really could do all those things, and all those things helped me to understand what I can do as a director, what can I ask as a director, what can I expect as a director. So it really helps me a lot, and it helps me all the time. I mean, it still helps me because I learn a lot. I learn all the time. I learn to do new things, and I can put my head and my creativity in different places. You know, when you are directing, you have to understand everything, and you have to tell everybody what to do, and you have to negotiate with the client and with the agency and with your own producers. And then when you're an actor, for example, you just have to go the other way. You have to understand what the director wants and what the project needs. And when you're writing, it's the same thing. And when you're like, so that really helps me to get better and to understand better what I like the most. And that is directing. I like being a director is what I like the most, but I like those other things as well. So all those things together helped me to become, I don't know if I can say a good director, because I don't want to say that about me, but it helps me to become a director and to improve myself and to find another ways to do things. And when you are in both sides of the camera, you know, like when you're behind camera and when you're in front of the camera, you'll really learn about what the project needs and what you can bring to the project as an actor, as a director, or as a producer, or whatever you're doing. So that's the way I really developed my career, since I'm working in this advertising and in this media since I was 18. Now I'm 46, so it's nearly 30 years working on the same area. So it's a lot of time, actually. And again, I really enjoy it. And I think it helps me to understand the whole scope. And that's what I really like about that.
Yeah. And for those who probably don't know you, I just wanted to highlight that.
Oh, yeah. Nobody knows.
Sebastian made more than 60 campaigns, the one that I knew, for such brands as Coca-Cola, Spotify, Ford, KFC, MasterCard, Telefonica, Bud Light, Chrysler, InDrive, and as well as documentary and fiction projects. Yeah, so you definitely can name yourself as a very successful director.
Thank you.
And you know, before joining the company that I work for, I was working in the restaurant industry. And for me, we were saying that the best restaurant manager or restaurant director is those that started from the kitchen and know all the processes. And for me, I think you have the same recipe. You know all the kitchen, all the production and the advertising process. That might what makes you very successful.
Also, let me tell you this.
Sure.
Also, I
go
have
ahead.
A restaurant as well.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
How do you manage that?
I have partners, man. You know? I have good partners.
What kind of restaurant? What food do you serve?
It's more like a mix of Spanish, Italian, and Argentinian food. It's a small restaurant, like a bar. We sell, you know, tortillas and croquettes and all those sort of food. And you know, it's like that was something that I really always want to do. You know, like having a restaurant, having a bar. You know, talk to people and receive people, and you know, we just 3 years ago we just go for it, and then. Right now, the place is there, and I love to be there, and I love to talk to people. And, you know, like you said, it's a good way to understand things and to understand how it works as a team, how things work. In this case, it's a different area, you know, like an area of expertise. It's a different area, but I really enjoy it. And again, I have partners because it's not like I'm cooking there, but I'm the partner who talks, you know? I'm the partner who goes there and talks to people.
You're doing the advertising and marketing for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Let's talk about the advertising kitchen. I mean, it's a really complex project with a lot of stakeholders. There is a client, there is an agency, there is a production agency, there is a director, there is actors, there is casting and what have you. How do you balance your vision, I mean, vision of the director, with the vision of the agency and the client? Where do you push? Where do you kind of step back? What comments do you accept? What comments you say, fuck off? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, I think it's a great question because I don't know if there's one recipe to do that, you know? Like, I think every project has... I have to understand every project so I can understand what to say to a client or what to fight against or what to, you know, just... It's not like every project I have the same way. Sometimes you discover that, for example, the relationship between the agency and the client is not that good. So sometimes I have to be in the middle so I can, you know, put things together. Because the most important thing, or at least the most important for me, is we need to create the best project we can. That's my goal. Like, sometimes you have to do it yourself because client and agencies, they are not working together that well. Sometimes you really work together and, you know, things happen that way. So I don't know if I have one answer for that. The way I see it is I need to understand each character and each player, and I need to understand what they want, what they need. Sometimes brands need something they don't know. You know, like sometimes they are looking for something and they don't know what they are looking for, and sometimes they are afraid of doing that or whatever. So my mission is to discover what the client and the agency want and try to go back and forth and try to impose my vision or trying to, again, some projects, they don't want you to be as creative as you can. Some projects, they just want, hey, man, organize this, let's put this together and let's do it. And again, you have to understand each project. If you think, or if I think that every project could work the same way, probably I'm wrong. And probably I'll suffer a lot that way. Because every client is different. Every agency is different. Every production company is different. You know, when as a director, I travel around the world. And it's not like I'm working with the same people all the time. You know, I'm meeting new producers and new production companies all the time and new teams to work. So you have to work with the client and then with the agency. And then you have to work with a new team, new producers, probably you are in Japan shooting or in South Africa or in Barcelona or all around the world. And it's like you have to put all the pieces together and then have a team that you can trust. So you can put all of that in the project. Because if we work together super good as a team, like agency, client and director, and then I have a shitty production company, everything goes wrong anyway. So it's kind of, you use a good word, it's a balance. It's a hard balance. It's not that easy. But I don't know, since if you're honest in the project or during the project, if you ask the right questions, if you ask people what they want, you know, this is a funny thing in advertising. We don't ask ourselves what we want. Sometimes we just go, you know, like, oh, I love this project and this is what I like and this is what I want to do. Hey, let's settle down a little bit. What do you want? What do you expect about this project? And it seems like a naive question, but to me, it really helps, you know, because that way people can tell you about the process, about what they are expecting, about the, you know, maybe you've been working in a script for a year, like with agency and client and agency. And then at one point you send me that script and in 1 week we have to develop a lot of things. And it's a good thing to know, tell me about the process, tell me how long you've been working on this, tell me about the ideas you have and that now you discard. Because again, the main thing is this is no project, the way I see it, no project is my project. My project is the projects I write, and then the projects I shoot. But advertising projects, they are not mine. we are a team, client, agency, and director, or production company, if you will. But that's the way I see it, and that's the way I work, or at least the way I try to work.
Yeah, I very much love your approach about the honesty and transparency and asking, what do we want? If you would give an advice to a client, let's say to a brand manager, a brand director, how to help you as a director to understand better their brand, what would be that advice?
Well, actually, I think it's something like I told, like I just told you, like, tell me what you want. Be honest on what you want. Be honest on what you need. Sometimes, you know, we receive all this information about the marketing staff and all this process with people, you know, how you call this? Like when people, I forgot this. When people watch your script and tell things about your script, so you can decide whether it's a good script or a bad script, you know, like the tests, those tests.
Yep. Research and test. Yep.
Research and test. Yeah. So sometimes, you know, we receive all this information about, no, people like this and people, they don't like this and that. My advice would be that tell the director what you really want and what you really expect about the project, because our visions could be like super, super different. And it's a waste of time if I don't understand that and I work on a proposal like it's super, super different from your view or for what from the brand wants. So I think honesty, and I don't know, because it's not about honesty. It's about be clear about what you need and what the brands need, because the brand is much, much bigger than the one project. So, but for the director, the most important thing is that project, because we don't work with the brand all the time. So, and sometimes we crash on that because you need something and because you are doing this thing and the other thing and the other thing. And then I want to do a different thing with that crushing, and then we crush. So, yeah, a good advice would be that tell us what you want and what you need, and let's go from there.
Is there a certain part of the briefs which are essential for you? Like, for example, do you need to dive into the brand character, the brand values, the brand proposition? Or is it more about the project and the goals? And if there's some must-have parts of the brief, what are they?
I always investigate about the brand. I always want to know about the brand. I mean, just the brief, it's a good, I mean, of course, I can work with the brief, but I need the whole picture. And that's the way I do things in my life. Like, I want to be here and here and here. So I want to put all the hats, you know, and I need to understand the brand. When I receive a mail, immediately I go to, you know, YouTube and watch the old campaigns, try to understand what the brands are doing or what they did for the past 5 years or 10 years or what they're doing now, which agency they're working with. I really need that because, again, each project has a need. Like, it has something that you really have to do so it could work. So I think I need all those things to understand and to work better and to actually came with some good ideas for the project. So that's something that I really need and I really enjoy, you know, when I receive.
Cool. And, you know, creative process and the advertising process and movie development process isn't always smooth. I mean, most likely it's actually very hard and painful.
It's hard, man.
And yeah, there is a lot of, you know, internal, as you said, sometimes the conflicts and misunderstandings. But also, I assume there might be, you know, like creative blocks, like you stopped seeing something. Did you have that kind of creative blocks or moments of creative frustrations? And how do you handle that? How do you manage that in your head?
Happens a lot. I mean, to me, it happens a lot, not only in advertising, but especially, you know, when I'm working on my projects, I can block, but it's a little bit more easier to came up with a solution because it's a project you know and your project you can develop. When I'm working with brands, it happens me a lot of times, you know, like I receive a script and the idea is when, you know, you brief me and then I go work on my treatment. My idea is always to bring some new ideas on the table. Like I want to do that. That's the type of director I am and that's what I like. And of course, it's not that easy, you know, to come up with new ideas and to work with a script that have some ideas. And it happens to me a lot. And there's no one way. I mean, there's no one way to solve that. It's like every time you have to discover some new things. What I do is keep working on that idea. That's something that I have in mind. You know, like a few years ago when I block, I just stopped that and say, okay, I do this in a while when I can, with a fresh mind and whatever. And then with time, I discovered that you have to be working on those ideas so the block ends and so new ideas appears and everything. So that's what I do. I mean, it's really stressful, you know, when you can't find an idea and, oh my God, what to do. And you keep looking at the script and it's like, oh man, there's nothing. And it's not like the script is bad or whatever. It's just you can't find the way or a new idea. And what I do is keep working. It's like, you know, I read it's like a famous phrase about Picasso said one time that inspiration has to find you working. Like,
yeah.
All right, you can be a great artist, but you have to work and the inspiration appears at that point, and then at that point you can go for it. So that's the way I handle that. It's with a lot of stress and anguish, but I keep working on that idea, on those ideas, and hopefully every time, you know, something appeared. Sometimes it's a good idea, sometimes it's just, I don't know, a regular idea or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, as they say, the discipline, persistence, and hard work beats every talent. So I think you just explained that recipe.
It's like that. I mean, you need the talent for sure. Without talent, probably nothing happens. But only with the talent, I don't know. I mean, you have to work for it. I mean, that's what I learned these years.
Damn! So there is no simple recipe. Oh,
for nothing.
no secret pill.
Nothing.
Let us talk about how the advertising and the role of director has changed, because you've been there in the industry for 30 years, and I assume the advertising and the direction 30 years ago and now has changed completely. So how does it changing, and what's your vision how it will change in future?
I've been a director for the past 15 years roughly. At the beginning of my career, I work as a, like I told you, as a producer, as an actor, AD. And when I start, directors, especially advertising directors, they were like, oh my God, here comes the director. And you know, these guys were crazy, like screaming at people, doing coke on set, shouting at the clients, you know, like I hate all this project. Like I witnessed those things.
Sounds fun.
I mean, it was fun, but it was crazy to work with, you know, like it was impossible. And of course, not all directors were like that, of course, but we have that, especially here in Argentina. It was like we were in love of this idea of the director has to be a special character. Has to be this guy, this crazy guy. No, nobody knows what he's going to do next. And so those were the top five directors at that time were like that. Super crazy guys, super talented guys. You know, the projects were amazing, but they were really intense and everything was based on them. Like I said at the beginning, here comes the director. So everybody's... And as time goes by and, you know, brands develop new needs, agency develop new needs. And the whole business became more, if I may, more professional. And what I mean with professional is we don't need these guys. We need guys that could work, they can, guys that use our money wisely as a brand, and guys that we can trust. Because what I witness is this 30 years of working is the director, the way the director changes, now directors are more trustful, you know, like people can trust, and people trust more about directors, because projects are getting bigger, are getting, you know, you are shooting all around the world, and you need people you can trust, and you need people that can handle the pressure, that are not yelling at everybody, and you need someone that can have an argument with you and with a client, and not ending, you know, just throwing the table in the air and slamming the door. You need someone that you can, you know, hey, let's agree on something, even though we are not we don't agree at all. But that's what I think it really changed. You know, the attitude of the director. Now the director has to be more professional, have to be more involved with the project. And this idea of star directors, probably you have one, two, or three right now. I mean, it's not like they disappear at all. But if you see, we have more directors. Actually, we have much more women directing. That's a great thing. And, you know, when I start, it was like in Argentina, one woman. She was just the woman that directs in Argentina. She's there. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And now we have, you know, more women directing. That's an awesome thing. And that also changed. And that also changed the perspective of the work. Like, you don't need more super guys working there. You know, you can have a girl, you can have a guy there. And another thing that really changed is the technology. You know, a few years ago, to be a director, you have to understand things in a way that you don't need to understand it now, because now you have all the resources, and now you have everything, and now you have, you know, that really changed. And now you have to understand, for example, as a director, now you have to understand how to work with CGI, with all the post-production process. Now you have, and probably you really know about this, now you have to work in three different framings when you're shooting. Oh, let's do 16:9, 9:16, 1:1, 2:3. Let's make a triangle. Let's make a no. And hey, we want to do everything like super cool, but everything has to
fit in the different frames. Yeah,
and that's a really hard challenge, you know. Like, and you have to change your mind in a way, and the directors have to probably. We all change our minds in that, because at the beginning it was like, no, I'm not doing 9:16. I'm not doing that. Okay, man, then you're not doing the project, because, you know, I just make a project for WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. And we shot all the campaign in 9:16, because, you know, my client says, hey, man, I don't know what this 16:9 is. I don't care about that that proportion. This is my proportion.
Yeah, because that's the only proportion they have is the mobile phone. Yeah.
And the way they, you know, the way they talk in the meeting is like, dude, I changed the world with this proportion. I mean, it's not like they say that to me, but it was like, yeah, you like movies. Let's go do a movie. Like, this is a new thing. And that's something that for sure changed in our job. And regarding the future, you were asking about what. It's probably, I mean, I don't want to be like, everything is going to change for, and we're all going to die because of the future. But I think we directors probably would become more specific about certain, like we will have people doing different type of advertising instead of, you know, now you have directors that do everything. The way I see it, in the future, directors would be doing like very close, specific things, because now we have all these brands, all these medias, all these different framings, all these different, now there's like things you don't even know. Like you have Twitch, and you have the TikTok, and you have the Instagram, and you have, and every time you discover some new thing, and that new thing is totally different than some, or they use stickers and they use filters and they use this and that and that. And probably directors will be like more specific to every area, and instead of be like this general director of all the project. But I don't know if we are probably, advertising will always exist, probably. Like we need advertising for everything. But what I think it's changing and probably changing the future is brands are not looking for great artists to work with. They are looking for people that can develop and create their projects the best way in terms of the talent, in terms of art, but especially in terms of the timing and the money. And now that is getting much, much more important. So, you know, 30 years ago, directors, they don't give a fuck about money. Money, what is that? I'm an artist. I don't care. Let's spend $1 million on create a new set. Oh, I don't like the set. I'm not going to use that set. So that was crazy. And I witnessed that, you know, like people just throwing money. Like, I don't care. Right now, if I do that on your project, you fire me. I mean, it's not like we can work with that. It's like, hey, man, this guy is just spending money because he wants. So probably in the future, directors, we have to have that mix. You know, like you have to be talent. You have to understand and know what you're doing. And probably you have to be like an administrator of the project as well. Like you have to understand that you have to do what you want, what you have to do with the money you have, and you have to take care of that money, and you have to understand how to take care. It's not like your producer have to take care of the money. You have to know that, and brands they know that, because there's a lot of us actually right now. It's not like there's 5 directors in the world or 10. There's a lot of directors, so you can choose as a brand. You can choose from many directors. So I don't know if that's the future, but that's the way I feel it right now.
No, and I totally relate, and I'll try to summarize. So what I've understood is, A, there's definitely will be some sort of fragmentation of segmentation or specialization of directors, depends on the technology or application of the advertising, which I totally agree, because I myself now struggling to manage that universe of new channels and new tools which are rising every day. And B, what you said is directors will be more asked about the efficiency, about what will be the end result for the money we give. So it's for not sure. About just the art. And you partly answered my question, but still I will ask you. Yeah. Is advertising an art or science or something else? What is
great it? Question. That's the $1 million question. Well, the way I see it, I think I have a simple answer for that. The way I see it is a mix. It's not art, and that, I mean, it's not like just art. If you think you're doing art, you are in the wrong business, my friend. I mean, there's something wrong there. To me, it's a mix. It's something that needs the art, needs the talent, needs those tools. But at the end, it's not just art, because you're doing something with a purpose. You have to achieve something, and you have to communicate something. And again, it's not art, just art, because the way I see it, art is something that you cannot hold. It's like, if I want to paint here, I can't hold that. If I'm an artist, I have to paint that. And I don't care if you like it, if you don't like it, if you ask for that. In this case, nobody just make a commercial. Like, it's not like I'm here, oh, I'm going to make a commercial from Coca-Cola here in my... I mean, you wait for someone to ask for that. So when someone is asking you for that and give you money, and you understand that there's a whole process there, the way I see it is a mix. We need both parts. I mean, advertising without the art part is nothing. And advertising without the budget and the timing and all those, and all the process is nothing. So again, to me, it's a mix. How to balance, it's something that each one have to understand. I mean, how to balance it, like, okay, put this and this, but it's a mix, and you have to live with that. I mean, it's like, again, if you're think, if you are a director and you think you're doing art, probably you'll suffer a lot during the project.
Yeah, probably you're too old school already. Yeah. coming back to the kind of technology and future, one story which struck me, which you told me, is that during the COVID, you were directing some advertising distantly. So you're kind of sitting like we're sitting or like here, and the production was happening in another country, and you were through the camera, just, you know, directing the actors, etc. Do you see that the trend also continue after pandemic, or it was temporarily?
Oh, probably. I mean, hopefully not. I hate it. I mean,
you like to travel, right? I like to feel real people.
Yeah, I like to travel for sure. No, but you know, I still love the feeling of the set, being there, talk to people, understand what's going on. Of course, we can do it that way. We can do it in the, you know, with the Zoom and the process. And we now we understand the process. So we can do it. I mean, I'm here and I said, okay, put that there, you, the actor, please do this and this. And things happen. And actually, I watch those commercials and they're okay. It's not like, oh, I hate this. How can we do this? But I hope not, because again, it's a good thing. I mean, something good about what we do is meet the people, be there. And you know, in the set, things happen in set, you know, like improvisation, and then maybe you discover that something that you think is not that good and it's not working that good, so you have to solve the problem, and you have to work with your team, with your DOP, with the producers, and being with the agency and the client. And something, let me tell you this is very important. I always looking at the client's agency tent, so I can understand whether you like it, you don't like it, what's going on there. And in the Zoom, it's like you don't know anything about any, and you don't understand what's going on. And then you have to talk to people and say, "Oh, I don't like it. I like it because of this, or I don't like it." I prefer to be there. I hope the things don't turn that way, like we are all doing things remotely, because I think it's a good thing to be there, so we can bring some new and some new things to the project, some new good things to the project. And the best way to see it that way is the improvisation. When you're doing a Zoom, it's not that easy to improve, you know, because the actor is watching ahead, you know, like some guy in a TV there from another country. So I don't know. I prefer to be in the set. Set is still a magic thing. It's still wonderful to be on set, and I hope we don't change that for now, at least.
Me too. I hope we will still be humans, rather than just pictures in the screen.
You know, like, exactly. When we finally met, you have legs, you have a body.
Yeah, exactly. You're big, you're small, yeah, you're fat.
Yeah, you were shorter for the job.
Yeah. Sebastian, at the beginning, you were talking about that you learn constantly. And the question here, I mean, how do you learn? How do you continue learning? Where do you get your inspiration? Where do you get your energy from? Where do you get your kind of new ideas? Mm-hmm. How do you get that?
Since I'm a kid, I have this idea that you always have to be, you know, watching new movies and reading new books, and not only new, like things that you don't know. Like you have to be in constant search for things, even though you don't know what you're looking for. Like that's the way I like to do things. To me, it's important that you know what's going on around you when you are alive, like when in your time. So I go to the movies, I go to see a band, I go to the streets, I read the artists that are alive, you know, like the, because it's so easy to read the classics and, hey, let's read what people is writing right now, what people is saying right now. So it's not that easy, you know, because sometimes you are busy, or sometimes you don't have the time, or you just don't want it. But I think it's very important to keep doing things, even though you're not that, you know, crazy about go. For example, I go to the movies every week. And sometimes you say, oh my God, I don't want to go today. You know, like I have a great TV in my place and it's like being at the movies, but it's not the same. So I try to keep that, you know, like I have to go. It is something that I have to do. It's like, this is part of my job. And you, at the end, you discover great things, you know, because you see new movies and you discover new actors and you discover new directors. And then you go to a film festival and then you discover new things there. And then you go to a bookstore and buy some new books you don't know. And then you read it at your place. And then again, you discover something new. And of course, right now we have the internet, you know, so everything is there. So, but you know, the bad thing for me about the internet is, again, everything is there. So how do I look at everything? How do I catch everything that's in there? So it's not that easy. So that's why I try to keep learning about things that are around me and the people that are around me. And then I go to the internet to look for specific things, because of course there's a lot of things there, and there's a lot of magic things, and there's a lot of crazy things you wouldn't imagine in the internet. But my process is to go from those steps. Like, I have to go to the movies, I have to read new books, I have to go to the film festivals, I have to go to the music shows. Sometimes you don't want it. Sometimes it's like I think I'm a little bit old to do all those things. But at the end, for example, past week I went to this show about, it was a band and like a super famous band here in Argentina. Like, they have 25 years. And the visuals of the show, it was like amazing. I mean, I didn't expect that. It was like, okay, this is a show. This is a band I watch tons of times. They are not going to surprise me. And it was crazy, you know, like all the visuals, and they give you this wrists.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they change color.
Wow.
You never see that.
Technology again.
And, you know, and technology was there. And it was like, you know, like watching the show like this, and then my wrist came green and every other wrist came green, and we are all green doing this and that. And you, that way, they you know, people became to interact in a way they didn't expect. So again, you can find something new. You can learn all the time from the smallest thing and from the biggest thing.
What's the name of the band?
Babasónicos.
Babasónicos. Oh,
Babasónicos. Yes, it's like a super, super famous band here in Argentina, like, I don't know, from the past 25 years. And they keep, you know, all the time, every time they keep doing new things, and they keep, you know, trying to do something new. And that's basically what we do as a directors. And especially when you work in advertising, you have to do something new with your style, with a different style, but you have to, and you have to have the tools. Imagination is not the only tool. I can imagine a lot of things, but it's not like I can imagine everything. So that's what I do.
I love your approach. Again, it sounds like, you know, a lot of work and discipline and actually putting yourself into the modern context and kind of opening your eyes and what's hot there. And I love the idea with the wrists, because again, that's something awesome that connects people with strangers. I mean, that's what happens basically in the concerts, that you feel that connection. And there was a psychological study that when people, you know, they just do the basic movements together, like, I don't know, they're just jumping or just nodding, that creates the connection. And, you know, again, coming to the brands, we're all about the connections. So I will definitely explore this band thing from.
Yeah, I mean, I think Coldplay is doing the same thing in their shows, but I don't get the Coldplay.
Yeah, you expect from local Argentinian band, right?
Yeah. And, you know, one time we developed, like, this was like a lot of time. I think it was from Coca-Cola. I don't remember. Yeah, it was from Coca-Cola. We developed with an agency a product that generate energy in a show where people was
jumping,
you know.
Wow.
So we generate and, you know, we light a bulb and we light a lamp. And so then we make this video case so they can understand that, oh, you can generate energy by moving yourself, and that way you are healthier and blah blah blah. And you know, that was an idea from a brand, and then we worked together, and then we developed everything. It was like 10 years ago or something like that. I don't remember. But again, you can always do something new, and there's always time to surprise yourself and to amaze yourself and to, you know, discover something new. So I think that's the good thing about advertising, actually, because when you're doing a movie, maybe you are like 2 or 3 years making that movie, and you have to work on that movie and the specifics of that movie. And in advertising, the good thing is we're doing different things all the time. Like I can do, I don't know, 10 projects in a year if it's a good year. Like if I have the timing and whatever, and every project is different and you work in different ways with, and I really love that, you know, because that's a way to discover new things all the time. And that's awesome.
Sebastian, I think that's the perfect ending for our conversation because this is so inspirational. I think that sounds like, you know, hallelujah to everybody out there. Just go out there. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, just go out there and start, you know, putting your head into what's hot in there. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for your work. Thank you so much for your inspiration, your energy, your honesty, and being yourself. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Misha. It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, my friend.